I just want to spend some time talking about preparing spiritually. And really, I want to talk some about, I'm not sure how it's going to come out, to be honest. We're just going to start out on some things and pray some things out. And I want to talk about praying and praying in the Spirit. Because the Lord put it in my heart this morning. I was just spending some time with God, and he put it in my heart. He didn't give me an amount of time or anything, but pray much more in the Holy Ghost now between now and camp meeting than you have been.
Amen.
So, he said that to me, and I'm going to do that. I mean, it wouldn't hurt you to pick that up and, make that a part of your routine between now and camp meeting. We got a week and a half, right? Basically, a week and a half. So between now and then, you don't have to stop then, you understand, but you know what I'm talking about. Pray more in the Holy Ghost. Now, why would the Holy Ghost say that to me, said it to me? Why would he say that? And I did that today. Amen.
Amen.
Prayed myself happy. Praise God. Drinking out of my spirit.
Amen.
Because really, camp meeting is a time God wants to do a lot of things. He wants to show us things. He wants to impart things. He wants to reveal things. He wants to we'll get into some things tonight. There's a lot of things that we need to come away from camp meeting with. We need to come away with some acceleration spiritually. How many of you know what acceleration is like in a car? You go faster. Well, there's such a thing as acceleration spiritually. And I believe camp meeting this year is supposed to put some acceleration in some things.
Yes,
it's supposed to get some of us unstuck from some things, some places spiritually. Hallelujah. And I believe it's supposed to, I don't know if some of you watched Sunday morning down in Kansas City or not yet, but the Holy Ghost said some things about restoration. He gave me three words, and I just spoke it out by the Spirit, and people were grabbing onto it. Restoration, restitution, and rewards. And then kind of as I was talking, another word came up, retribution. Amen.
Amen.
So there's divine. God wants to do some restoration in camp meeting.
Yes.
He wants to bring some divine restoration of some things maybe that were lost.
Yes. Yes.
And as I was talking about it, I remembered, you know what? The Holy Ghost said something about that to us in January of this year, about a year of restoring things that have been lost.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And so it'd be good. Somebody said that service back in January was called Divine Compensation. I don't know if it is online or not. Is it called Divine Compensation? Maybe in January somewhere in there. But anyway, go back and listen to that. And there'll be some things I think that'll jump out at you concerning some things I believe God wants to do at camp meeting. But anyway, we want to get into this a little bit and praying in other tongues. I literally don't know how believers, well, the fact is they don't. But I was going to say, I don't know how believers make it without praying in other tongues. I would have been finished a long time ago if it wasn't for praying in other tongues. Praying in other tongues. Now, we know that praying in other tongues, in fact, go to 1 Corinthians 14:2. You know this verse, nothing new to you. This church is not just a faith church. It's a Holy Ghost church. Say it out loud. We're a Holy Ghost church. And I've noticed a divine correlation between praying in tongues and the miraculous. I've prayed out many miracles in this ministry, in the lives of others. You pray it out and you don't know exactly what you prayed out, but you get in the service, bam, something hits. Power starts flowing and miracles happen. People's lives are changed. People's needs are met.
Amen.
Divine rescues happen.
Yes.
Revelation comes. Utterances come.
Yes.
Answers come.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we've seen that many, many times. You pray out miracles, pray out moves of God. Pray. Some of the greatest moves of God we've had in the churches here, the church, is just as a result of praying more in other tongues.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, why would that be? Well, there's a lot of reasons, and I don't know how, to be honest, to express it all in probably 15 services, what praying in tongues does for me. But we're going to get into it a little bit tonight.
Amen.
Let's go over, you're in 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2, this is a familiar verse. It says in verse number 2, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Amen. Speaking in an unknown tongue. He that speaks in an unknown tongue. So he's not talking to men.
No.
Say it out loud. When I talk in tongues, I don't speak to men. Amen. I'm speaking to God. This is a divine communication with God.
Amen.
It's spirit to spirit communion and fellowship with God.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, that's one of the things that I've discovered speaking in other tongues does. It satisfies my spirit because my spirit gets to express himself.
Yeah. Amen.
And I get to talk over things with God that my mind hasn't caught up with yet. I don't fully. And you ever been dissatisfied and you just don't know why you're dissatisfied?
Yep.
You think you need recreation and that didn't fix it. Or, you know, that didn't scratch the itch, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
You know, and then so I must be hungry. It must be a physical dissatisfaction. So you eat the whole bag of Doritos and that didn't satisfy you. Amen.
Yeah.
You ever been in some place like that?
Yeah.
Your spirit's not satisfied.
Yeah.
And you're just not reaching it with food or recreation or something like that. It's much deeper. It's not in your soul. It's not in your body. It's not a hunger of your body. It's not a hunger for your soul. It's a hunger of your spirit, man. Your inner man's wanting something from God.
Yes, amen.
And your mind doesn't always understand what it is he needs from God. But you can talk it over with God anyway and get satisfied by praying in other tongues.
Amen.
And there's a divine satisfaction. I'm convinced that's why some people are just grumpy a lot, because they're really quite dissatisfied on the inside. They're satisfying or gratifying many other kind of desires, but not the desire of their spirit. Their spirit man's not getting his way. He's not getting what he wants. He wants time with God. He wants communion with God. He wants to talk things over with God. He wants fellowship.
Amen.
And when you're praying in other tongues, your spirit is fellowshipping with God,
yes.
Heart to heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And your spirit gets to express what he wants to talk about, because he has things he wants to say to God that your mind hasn't understood yet.
Yes.
In the spirit, you notice the last phrase he's mentioned here? In the spirit, he speaks what?
Yes.
He's talking secrets with God. One translation says secrets.
Yeah.
You get to talk about things that your mind doesn't know you need to talk about.
Yeah,
or your mind doesn't know your spirit wants to talk about.
Right,
or that the Holy Ghost has given you utterance to talk about.
Yeah.
There might be something coming up that you need to pray out or pray through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Or something God wants to do and God doesn't want you to miss it. So he wants you to be sensitive. So he draws you away to speak in other tongues.
Amen.
And your spirit, it can pick that up.
Yes.
If you give him what he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. So we'll just see how this comes out. I don't even know how it's going to come out. We'll see. But notice he said, in the spirit, he's speaking mystery. So he's not talking out of his mind. Go to verse 14 here. This is 1 Corinthians 14 also. Verse number 14. We read verse number 2. Look at verse number 14. This is talking about praying in tongues. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. My spirit prayeth. The Amplified Classic says, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prayeth. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit giving the utterance to your spirit, and you're talking out of your spirit to God.
Amen.
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 And it's not coming out of your mind. Those words are not coming out of your mind.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, you want to build up yourself on your most holy faith, do this. Because what you're doing is you're exercising faith for the Holy Ghost to give you the next words to say.
Yes.
And you're drawing out of your spirit. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know if that's my head or that's my heart. This is how you locate your spirit.
Yes.
Speak much in other tongues.
Amen.
And begin to identify, where's that coming from?
Yeah.
Where's that coming from?
Yeah.
It's not coming from up here.
Right.
It's coming from someplace deeper.
Yeah.
And wherever that's coming from, that's my spirit. Why am I pointing down here? Because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. It's down in the core of your being. And that's the part of you that God talks to. That's the part of you that receives. That's where God lives. That's where the Holy Ghost lives.
Amen.
And that's the part of you that receives direction from God.
Yes.
You need direction. You need to know what to do.
Yeah.
Pray it out. Pray it in tongues.
Amen.
Yeah, but my mind doesn't know it. But praying it out in tongues, it'll bring revelation.
Yes. Amen.
You pray enough in tongues, it'll start floating up out of your spirit.
Yes.
And he'll tell you how to get past some place you're stuck.
Yes.
Spiritually,
yes.
You know. Maybe another area is stuck, just can't get past this. I keep getting tripped up here.
Yeah.
He'll tell you what to do to get unstuck.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. We haven't shared on this for a while, but we need this. We need this. But he'll tell you a lot of things. He'll tell you, can I just share a couple things he'll do for you? I won't spend much time on any of these, but one of the things he'll do for you, like I said, is he'll get you unstuck. And so, he'll help you to pray things out that you don't know need prayed about. Notice he said in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. You know why it's a mystery? Because your mind doesn't know that what you're saying, and it doesn't know it needs prayed about.
Right.
Praying in tongues enables you to pray for the unknown.
Yes. Amen.
You don't know that needs prayed about, but the Holy Ghost does.
Yes. Amen.
He knows the future better than you know the past.
That's right.
And he knows what's coming up.
Yeah.
Do you know he knows what he wants to do at camp meeting for you? Yeah, he's got plans for you at camp meeting. I mean, he's got plans for you today. I'm not trying to put everything off to camp meeting, but you know what I'm talking about. We're emphasizing praying between now and camp meeting. He's got things he wants to do for you at camp meeting. You know, you ought to be, we ought to spend time praying in the Holy Ghost and pray that out. So that when you get here, it comes to the point where it's going to come, and you're not out going to the bathroom or something. Because you got that witness. No, don't leave.
Yep. Yep. Come on.
Lord, pray for my bladder.
Yep.
You can laugh. That's all right. It's funny. So we want to not miss those things. And God's given us a means of praying about the unknown. We don't know. Remember, Romans talks about Romans 8, 26, 27. The Spirit helps our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought.
Yeah.
But the Holy Ghost helps our infirmities and helps us to pray about the unknown. That's the point of the whole verse. Our mind doesn't know, but the Holy Ghost knows, and he'll prompt us to pray even when our mind doesn't even know why we need to pray. I've been there over and over and over and over and over again. Get an unction to spend more time in praying in tongues, and some, you know, you pray it out till that unction's not there anymore, and within a day or two, or sometimes less than that, you step into something that's like, whoa, that was miraculous. I must have prayed that out right there. Didn't even know you needed it. If you'll pray more in tongues, you'll be out ahead of the devil a lot. Did you hear me on that? You don't know the future, but you're not in the future yet, but you can go out there in prayer and praying in other tongues, and you can pray out the future.
Right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praying out the future will get it ready for you so that you don't have to work it out, you just walk it out.
Amen.
Praise God. You just step into things that have already been prepared.
Amen.
By praying in other tongues.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can get ahead of yourself. You can get ahead. Too many people, their prayer life is a catch-up thing. Your prayer life can actually, you can pray enough in the Holy Ghost to get out ahead of it. You ought to pray things out at least 2 years ahead of yourself. If you pray enough in tongues, you can be out ahead of yourself. Amen. You can pray out things before they happen. You can pray out somebody's family's departure to heaven.
Yep, yep.
You say, why do you say that? Because I've already done that about one of my relatives.
Yep.
I mean, I've done it in the past for other ones, but I've done it for another one here recently.
Amen.
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 There's reasons God wants you to be ready. Things he needs you to know.
Yes,
well, I just don't know things like that. Well, you could.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Because he's the Spirit, the one you're yielding to, the Holy Ghost that you're yielding to and praying in another tongue, he's the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Revelation.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to walk around in your life with a big question mark over your head. You can know what's coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, I'm just kind of circling the airport on some things. Praise the Lord. Now, so when it comes to praying these things out, when you start praying in the Holy Ghost, he'll give you a lot of things that will help you tremendously. I remember back Well, it was a period of time, I don't think it was more than a year or so before we transitioned from traveling ministry to come here pastoring. I had a time where the Lord said to me, I want you to pray in tongues, and he gave me an amount of time to pray in other tongues. And it wasn't just a few hours.
Yeah.
I don't put that on other people.
Right.
I mean, that's not for everybody. That's just what he told me. He just knew how long it was going to take me to pray out what I needed to pray out.
Yes.
And I'll never forget it after getting that done. We went out to eat. Debbie and I, we were out to eat like on a date night, Friday night or whatever. We were out to the restaurant down in Tulsa. And I'll never forget it. I can still see myself sitting there across the table and talking with her. And I said, did you notice four different areas of our life that just weren't flowing very well? As soon as I got through praying that 8 hours, that all of them just click, 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 fell into place. And all of them started working again. I distinctly remember sitting there telling her that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, you can get stuck and not know what's, you don't even know why you're stuck.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the Holy Ghost knows, and he's your helper.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, anyway, let's keep on rolling here. Now, notice what he said when you speak in other tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:2, you're not speaking to men, but unto God. That's unique to this dispensation. Praying in other tongues is unique to this dispensation. And so this, notice he said, when God gives us utterance in tongues, you know, sometimes people say, well, what value is that? What value is praying in other tongues? I think that's why they don't pray in other tongues. They don't know the value of it. If they knew the value of it, they'd be praying in tongues a lot more. Now, first of all, what value is it? Let's just think about Paul, for example. Paul said that he spoke with tongues more than the whole Corinthian church put together, 1 Corinthians 14. I speak with tongues. He said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Well, if that's the truth, then Paul must have it must have been very valuable to Paul. He's not going to waste his time. He's not a fool. He's not going to waste his time doing something that has no value. You understand what I'm talking about? Why did he speak with tongues so much? Well, let me ask you, who was the greatest man used after Jesus? I'm not talking about Jesus, but after Jesus, who was the man used the greatest in the whole Bible? The whole New Testament, I should say. Paul. You think there's any connection between how much he was used and how much he spoke with tongues? He said, I speak with tongues more than you all.
Yeah.
In other words, all of you together.
Yeah.
You think there's any connection?
Yes.
To all those visions he had?
Yeah.
To all those miracles he had?
Yeah.
All the utterance he had? All the inspiration he had to write over a third or two-thirds, really, of the New Testament?
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You think if you spoke more in tongues, you'd have more of the supernatural flowing in your life?
Yeah.
Sure, that'd be the case. Well, God wants to do some things at camp meeting. I'm not just trying to limit everything to camp meeting here. You understand? But he wants to do some things at camp meeting.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, James 5:13 says, if anyone's afflicted, let him pray. Anyone's afflicted, let him pray. You could say this because what is prayer? Prayer is talking with God. When I pray, I'm talking with God.
Yes.
I used to say prayer is talking to God, but no, that's a monologue.
Yeah.
Really, prayer is a dialogue.
Yes. Yeah.
Dialogue, two-way talk, two-way conversation. So when he said, when any man afflicted, let him pray. You ever gone through a test or a trial or experienced extra opposition?
Yes.
He told you here what to do.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Pray. What is that? Talk to God or talk with God?
Amen.
Talk with God. You know, human nature is whenever they're going through something, they go to talk to a person. I just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, sure you do.
Yeah. Come on.
But talk with God.
Exactly. Yes,
I mean, people love you and they'll help you, but nobody can help you like God can help you.
Amen.
Is any man afflicted? Let him Google it. No, he said talk to God. God knows more. He's got all your answers.
Amen.
Now, don't misunderstand me. You talk to God, he might say, I want you to look up this, and that'll give you your answer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whoo, glory be to God. I'm walking in some victory victory in my body tonight. I've been walking in it for a couple of months. But that I was having some real alarming symptoms. I didn't even tell Pastor Debbie about them. I guess she's finding out right now. And I was actually thinking about going having some tests done, checkups. And I just said, Lord, I just don't have any unction to do that. But these things could be pretty alarming. They seem pretty alarming, you know. But I had no unction. I thought, I'll do it. If I have to, I'll do it. I'm not against hospitals or tests or anything like that. You know, it's good to find out what you're going to believe for, you know. But I just kept checking my spirit. It's not what I think. It's not what it seems like it is. It's not what it seems like it is. That just kept coming. It's just not what it seems like it is. And I kept dipping and kept dipping. And finally, God started talking to me about some things. I made some changes and haven't had any symptoms for a couple of months. The Holy Ghost knew what to do. He knew what it was.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Sorry, just blessed you with some spit there. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory, 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 victory. It's not just by making confessions of faith. Pray in other tongues and get the mind of God. See, when you're speaking mysteries, put this in there in your Bible, or put it in your notes. Mysteries means what God knows in his mind. What God knows about this. Because he said we have the mind of Christ. Remember over there in 1 Corinthians 14 or 16, something like that. But he said, we have the mind of Christ, and that's what God knows. And then he talks about the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God. God knows your answer.
Amen.
He knows more about you than you know about yourself.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, he's interested more in things that concern you even than you are of your, than you're interested in the things that concern you. You're trying to get into something, trying to get out of something, you know, into a business or out of a circumstance or out of physical conditions or something like that.
Come on.
The Holy Ghost is interested in help.
Yes.
He's assigned to help you in things like that. But a lot of times the help comes in Shkata Banda Gile Gade Labroga Dede, praying in other tongues. And I don't mean for 5 minutes while your mind's racing thinking what you got to do after this. You got to quiet this up here. And listen down on the inside. Because the answer's not up here. The answer's down here. We're going to get to that. Praise the Lord. I told you I didn't know which way we're going to go, but we're going. So you're not talking to men. You're talking to God. I remember years ago, Pastor Ike used to, he worked here at a university down south here at the University of Iowa. And he was in a medical lab or testing lab, whatever it was down there. And so, you know, they all knew he's from Nigeria and that he had a native tongue growing up. Of course, he knew English too, but they have a native tongue and he can speak, what is that? Igbo. He can speak Igbo. You know, whenever he and his mom get together and they talk, I said, no, when you're around me, you talk English. Talk behind my back like that.
Hello.
I'm kidding. But anyway, he'd be working on something, you know, testing whatever he was doing. And he'd just get unction to pray in the spirit. And he didn't want them to, you know, be bothered by it. So he just grabbed his cell phone, picked it up, and started speaking in other tongues. You say, why did he do that? Because they assumed he was talking to somebody from back home in Igbo.
Yeah.
And so they didn't bother him. He's talking in tongues, but he's not talking to he is talking to a relative, but not. He's talking with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Whenever you need to talk to God, you can switch right over and get on the hotline.
That's right.
You can pick up the red telephone.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Talk things over with God. And don't just do it for a few minutes, unless that's all it takes. It doesn't take long sometimes. You know, it takes long as us getting tuned out to this.
Yeah.
But it won't take long. But at least pray till your spirit's satisfied.
Amen.
And sometimes you'll pray until the Holy Ghost, till you'll get a laughter.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I remember one day I was praying about something, and I got it prayed out. And I went into another room to do something, and a text came. And I just started laughing because I didn't even know. I looked at who texted, and I didn't even look at what they texted yet. I just started laughing. I said, "I know that's what I prayed out." Right there it is.
Praise God.
Or at least that's the first part of the manifestation of it.
Amen.
I finished what I was doing, picked up my phone. Sure enough, that's what I was laughing about because my spirit knew it. That's it.
Yes. Amen.
Ha ha ha. See, we live a supernatural life.
Yeah, exactly. Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyway, so talk with God. Say that out loud. Talk with God. It'll hinder your development of your faith to always reach into the natural world or the mental world for answers and talk with people only. Amen. People have their answer right down on the inside. Well, I don't know what it is. Draw it up. Go to Proverbs chapter number 20, verse number 5, one of my favorite verses. Praise the Lord. I don't know why you're so quiet tonight. I guess you're just paying attention. Is that what's happening? Look at Proverbs chapter number 20. And look with me at verse number 5. Proverbs chapter number 20, verse number 5. Praise the Lord. Counsel is in the heart of a man like deep waters. What's it say? Say it loud. A man of understanding will draw it out. Say it out loud. He'll draw it out. Hallelujah. Draw it out. A man of understanding will draw it out. Draw it out of where? Out of the heart of man, which is another word for spirit in the Bible. Draw it out of your spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. And this is not your spirit. Your mind and intellect or emotions are not your spirit. Your spirit's deeper than that. When I say deeper, I don't know if you've ever read the Amplified Classic of Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. And then he goes on. He says he helps us pray about things we don't understand. And then he talks about those things we pray about, that our mind doesn't know how to pray about them. Spirit helps our infirmity. We know not what to pray for as we ought. Likewise, the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Right. Groanings which cannot be uttered in the Amplified Classic says too deep for utterance. See, there are some things that you don't know how to express out of your mind because what's in your heart is too deep.
Yeah, come on.
You can't get English. You can't wrap your tongue around it in English and get it up. You can't draw it up with English. You bet you can with tongues. Hallelujah. There's been many a times I look at situations and think to myself, I don't say it because I don't talk out of my head. But I think to myself, I have no clue what to do about that. I have no clue what to tell that person. They're coming for maybe a meeting or something. I have no clue what I'm going to say. But I'm trusting the Holy Ghost on the inside.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And I'll just pray. Maybe I'm coming to the office, driving to, you know, to meeting or something. I'll pray in the Holy Ghost and just dip. You know what I mean by dip? Yeah. Dip deeper than my mind. Some things, the answers are deeper. The answers are deeper.
Yes,
deeper than your mind.
Yes,
but it's in there. Amen. The Holy Ghost has, and it'll hinder your faith to always go to a person for your answer. To always go to your mind for your answer. Go to your spirit. Your spirit is where the Holy Ghost lives. And draw it out of your spirit. Now let's go to another verse. I don't know if this is very organized tonight, but it's just coming out as the Lord gives it to me. Go over to the book of Psalms. And let's look in the book of Psalms, chapter number 77, and verse number 13. Psalm 77, 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Amen. Who is so great a God as our God? Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Now, what does the word way mean? Thy way. What is he talking about? That's verse 13. If you keep on reading down through, you'll come to verse number 19. And this is the Amplified Classic of verse number 19. Are y'all following me tonight?
Yes.
See, I know I'm going to come in. Maybe I'm not line upon line like I do sometimes, but Psalm 77:19 in the Amplified Classic. Your way Isn't that what he talked about in verse 13?
Yes.
Your way in delivering your people was through the sea and your paths through the great waters. Yet your footsteps were not traceable, but were obliterated. And he talks about, if you look at the context, he's talking about God brought them up to the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And there was no way of escape. Looked like there was no way of escape. There was mountains on both sides.
Yeah.
Egyptians behind them wanting to take them back into captivity. And the Red Sea in front of them.
Yeah.
Looks like they're trapped.
Right.
But the way had been prepared ahead of time. Because God had prepared a natural land bridge under the water. They found out. Actually, now they can go look at it. They found out that there's a natural land bridge right there where they crossed.
Yeah.
There's even a pillar on the other side where Solomon put up a pillar. This is where the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So they know where it is. And they did their little, you know how they can scan the depths without going down in the water. And they could see down over here. It's too deep for people to cross, especially a million people or 2 million people or whatever it was. And then on this side, same way. But right here's a natural land bridge. And God brought them right to that.
Yeah. Amen.
And they crossed. He had been there and prepared that ahead of time. But they didn't know it. You couldn't see it because the Red Sea, it was hiding that. Well, there are things that are hidden that have already been prepared. And it's your way of escape.
Yes.
It's your way out of whatever's going on in your life.
Yes.
Glory be to God. But how do you find it? Shakanda, Brangada, Brozizi. And just start drawing it up.
Amen.
Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. What is he talking about? Your way out.
Yes.
Your way of escape. Listen, everything whatever's coming against you right now, God, you have a word from God. 1 Corinthians 10:13. You have a word from God that there is a way out. No temptation taking you. What is common to man? God's faithful with the temptation. He'll make a way of escape.
Yes.
There's a way out.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I got myself in a pickle. There's a way out. I don't see any way out, Pastor. You're talking out of your head. But the Holy Ghost has a way out. He knows how to get you out.
Yes.
But you got to unhook from here and hook up down here.
Hallelujah.
And I've done that many times. I have no idea. I mean, I didn't say it, but in my mind, I'm thinking, I have no idea. It looks like, you know, there's no way out of this. I've been in situations financially. It looked like there was no way out of this. I remember one time there was a situation, it just looked like there's no way out, and I had an unction, pray more in other tongues.
Yeah.
And so I spent much more time praying in other tongues. And I came to church on Wednesday night within a week or two, came to church on Wednesday night, and somebody just on a Wednesday night dropped a cool $67,000 in the offering plate. I said, right there it was, praise the Lord. And they said to me, I just kept thinking about, no, I don't want to do that. But I kept getting a prompting, no, you need to do that.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, I didn't say it to them, but I was praying for you. I didn't know I was praying for you. You can't accuse me of coveting your money. I didn't know I was praying for you.
Exactly.
Amen.
Woo, glory.
Yeah.
But he's got a way out. Thy way, O God. Look at verse number 13 again. Thy way, O God, is in my head. No, it's in the sanctuary. Now, in the Old Testament, the sanctuary was the Holy of Holies. And they all went to the temple, you know, to worship God and to fellowship with God because his presence was, it abode there in the Holy of Holies. They couldn't go in the Holy of Holies, but they could be outside in the outer court. So that's what it refers to when it says, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Well, the Holy of Holies now has, you know, thy way, the way of escape, based on verse number 19, the way of escape is still in the sanctuary, except your spirit now is the sanctuary. Your spirit is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, no, the Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, if you were to die and leave your body, the Holy Ghost would leave your body. Because he's really not in your body, he's in your spirit.
Yeah.
Why does it say your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost? Because that's your temple. That's your house.
Yeah.
That's where you live, and he dwells in you.
Amen.
Not in your body, in your spirit.
Yes.
He dwells in your spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so you say, well, I need to find God. Well, he's just 18 inches below your nose. Get your measuring tape right there. That's where he is. He's in your spirit.
Yes.
And the way is in your spirit. The way out, the way in, the way through, the way over, whatever way you need to find, it's in your spirit. Woo-hoo, glory, I get the bubblies. Praise God. Now, so he's taking up residence in your spirit, and your spirit's the sanctuary. So you could say the way of the way of God, the way in, out, whatever, the way is in your spirit, in the sanctuary, in your spirit. Praise the Lord. So it's not in your mind. Can you see that? That your mind's not the temple of the Holy Ghost. He's down in your spirit. It's your job to look to your spirit and draw out what to do. What do I do? Draw out. Which way do I go? Amen. Well, I'm just going to try this. Well, yeah, we're not guessing and going.
That's right.
In our life, we're not guessing and going.
Right.
That's not the way we live.
Right.
That's awfully quiet for Spirit of Faith Family Church. That's not the way we live. Well, I'm just going to see if this is right.
Uh-huh.
Well, you better settle it.
Yeah. Right.
You better settle it before you go any direction.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We're not guessing and going. Like somebody said, we're not guessing and going, we're seeing and knowing. Praise the Lord. So, what is the way? You ever been to a place, I just don't know the way forward. It just seems like I've been stuck. I just keep coming back to that. But some of us are going to get unstuck at camp meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Now, notice Proverbs 20, verse number 5 again. We went over there to Psalm 77. But look at Proverbs 20, verse number 5 again. Counsel in the heart of man. Now, let's stop there. Counsel. How many of you know the Holy Ghost is the counselor? Remember the sevenfold meaning of the word helper that the Amplified Classic brings out when it says in John 14 that the Holy Ghost, the helper, the Holy Ghost will come. He'll guide you into all truth, so forth. The Amplified Classic says comforter, counselor, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby. And I think helper's the other one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You need any of those?
Come on.
He's in there.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And he's the counselor. So counsel, Proverbs 20, verse 5, counsel is in the heart of man like deep water. In other words, like down in a well. You ever had, I don't know if you've ever drawn water out of a well. I grew up, we had a well in front of our house. but we could crank the bucket down and crank it back up. We covered it up when we remodeled the house, but it's actually still there under a big old thick steel lid. You could uncover it and get water out of there. I don't want to, but anyway, it was good water. But anyway, so what counsel's in the heart of man like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. So just like in that well, you got to put a bucket down there. He's talking about you got to draw up the wisdom of God.
Yes.
That's what counsel is. It's the wisdom of God. It's the mind of God. You got to draw it up.
Yes.
In other words, you might not know it in your head.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I don't know. Well, that's because you're talking out of your head. The Bible says you have an unction and you know.
Yes.
You can draw it out of your spirit, but it's not in your head. Draw, you have to draw from a deeper place than your mind.
Yes.
I've said many times, I'll say it again. If you're going through the files of your mind and you just don't know what to do, and you've been doing that, doing that, doing that, and can't find the answer, get a clue. The answer is not up there. It's like if I said this many times, if I sent Christine to get a pool of file of some kind on, you know, let me look at the insurance policy on something or whatever, and she goes to find it and she can't find it, and I say, well, look again. If we're doing that for hours, you know, eventually you got to come to the place where you realize it's not there. That file's not there. Some, it must have got put somewhere else or something. So, but if you keep going through the files of your mind and can't figure out what to do, get a clue. The answer is not there. Don't keep doing that for day after day after week after week. It's somewhere deeper. Where is it? It's in your spirit. It's in your spirit. But you got to draw it out. Amen. This is an act of faith. You can use your faith to draw it out. And one way to use your faith is put your faith on speaking in other tongues. Think of those words that you're speaking in tongues. Think of them as little containers. And down in your spirit is the wisdom of God, what you need to do in this situation. Down in your spirit is the wisdom of God. And if you'll dip your tongue down into your spirit, that those words that he gives you utterance to speak are like little buckets.
Yeah, amen.
And you pull one of them up, and there's a bit of just a piece of just a small piece of God's wisdom. You dip down again, draw more, and you keep drawing up that wisdom. And here's what I've discovered. I keep drawing up wisdom, and I'll get a little something, and then I'll get a little something else, and then I'll get a little something else, and then I'll get a little something else, and then maybe I finish praying for that day and the next day, and I'll get a little something else, and I'm writing all these things down. And eventually, this is the way it works for me. It just seems to, all of a sudden, it seems to gel. You know what I mean by gel? In other words, everything that he said seems to all come together. And now all of a sudden, I'm like, Here's the picture. Here's the image that he wanted me to see. Here's the answer.
Yes, amen.
It's like they're fitted together. It's like puzzle pieces being fit together. And you, if you didn't know, you really actually see the puzzle cover, box cover. But if you didn't know what the box cover looked like, you don't know what that picture looks like until you're putting all those together. And that's the way it is when I pray in tongues. It's like I put a piece of puzzle in there. And eventually I can see.
Yeah.
What I've been praying about.
Yeah.
It's all clear in front of me.
Yeah. Come on.
Now, if you don't want that, something's wrong with you.
All right.
Amen. And I don't know that anyone, any believer, listen to me very carefully. I don't care who doesn't like it, which ministers don't like it. But I don't believe any believer, any minister can finish their course without praying much in other tongues. They might get older and die, but that doesn't mean they finished their course. Because there's bound to be some wisdom they didn't get because they didn't draw it up by the utterances of the Holy Ghost. The mysteries. Amen. Amen. I know one right now that's having a long talk with Jesus. He just went to be with Jesus. And he fought the baptism of the Holy Ghost his whole ministry. But he and Jesus are having a long talk right now. Amen. He told a bunch of lies. He went to heaven. He's a good, he loved God, but told a lot of lies in that area. Praise the Lord. So, y'all still glad you came tonight? So dip down into your spirit. It's an act of your faith. Say it,
it's an act of my faith.
In other words, when your flesh doesn't want to do this, keep doing it by faith. Hallelujah. Now, when we speak in other tongues, like we said, we're speaking the mind of God. We're talking what he knows. Wouldn't you want to know what he knows?
Yes.
Praise God. And we're drawing that up out of our spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, sometimes as you pray in tongues, just a Bible truth just keeps coming to you. That's your way of escape.
Right. Yeah.
Act on that. Does that make any sense? See, it doesn't always have to be, you know, you have a vision and you see, this is what I need to go over here and do this and talk to this person and do that. Well, that can happen. But right on the other hand, or a witness, you don't always have vision, sometimes just a witness.
Yeah.
But it can be just simply a Bible truth that he'll bring back to your remembrance.
Yeah.
I've had many times where he brings back something that he talked to me about years ago, and I have notes arranged in a certain way that I know how to find that. I've got ways of doing searches based on certain words, and I can pretty much find it. Sometimes it's a little more difficult, but I can pretty much find, you know, if he said something to me years ago, I got it all electronically captured and I can pull it back up. And boy, whenever I'm praying in tongues and that little thing that he said to me comes to me, but I can't remember everything he said, I'll go over there and read it and they'll be like, oh, this is my answer. He gave me my answer 13 years ago.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And I just walk that out. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, God's got answers for you. Hallelujah. You getting anything out of this tonight? Praise God. Now, so when we do this, we're tapping into the divine. Into all the resources that are ours in Christ. Especially for our deliverance and victory when we seem like we're stuck. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, let's go over to the Old Testament and look at something in the book of Isaiah. Well, let's start in Jeremiah. Let's start in Jeremiah 33:3. I won't go a whole lot longer tonight. Be less than an hour, I'll guarantee you. Praise the Lord. See, when the Lord said to me, I was thinking about this. When the Lord said to me, pray more in tongues, or much more in tongues between now and camp meeting.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, okay. And I know that's not just for me.
Right.
But yet, on the other hand, if that's the case, let's build our faith tonight.
Yeah, amen.
Let's build our faith to pray in other tongues. What's the good of that?
Come on.
Well, you can see the good of that after listening to this. Yeah. So Jeremiah 33:3. You probably learned this one if you went to Sunday school as a kid. You learned this in Sunday school. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Yeah.
Now, when I looked at this, maybe it's both translations. I don't know if it's the Rotherham or if it's the New King James. I don't know if anybody has the New King James. Maybe you can tell me if it's that version or not. But it must be two translations, maybe one of these, and I wrote something down wrong. But one of the translations says, rather than great and mighty things, I think it's the Rotherham or the New King James says, inaccessible things. Huh? Is that New King James? Rotherham. So it's inaccessible. Say it out loud, inaccessible.
Inaccessible.
Well, he's talking about your mind can't access it. It's too deep. Remember over there in Romans 8, too deep for utterance.
Yeah.
There's the knowledge of what to do down deeper inside of your spirit, but you got to access it. And you can't access it. It's inaccessible with your mind or just sometimes even in English. You ever had something in your heart and you're trying to communicate it to somebody? But you don't know how to put the right words on it. That's the limitation of our, you know, English language, the ability to express it with our minds.
Yeah.
See, when we're talking with our English language, we're talking out of here.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're trying to express ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, you can tap over into divine talk,
yes.
Heavenly language,
yes.
And actually say things that your spirit wants to say to God. And draw it up, right?
Yes.
And you can access it with tongues when you can't access it with English. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Amplified Classic says, call unto me and I'll answer and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden.
Yeah.
Fenced in and hidden, which you do not know.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Fenced in and hidden. That just simply means there's the mind can't get past that fence.
Yeah.
It's like it's in another dimension. It's not in the mental dimension. It's across another. There's a fence there, and it's another realm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean by another realm? Yeah. It's the spirit realm.
Yes.
Which you're actually a part of because you are a spirit being.
Yes.
God communicates with your spirit. Do you know a lot of believers today, a lot of Christians today, a whole lot of believers today are living in their soul,
yes.
Thinking it's God.
Yes. Yes.
A whole lot.
Wow.
A whole lot. A big bunch. A heap.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
A truckload. Amen. A whole bunch. If you don't pray much in other tongues, you're probably living there too.
All right. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's getting kind of tight in here. But here he said, you gotta jump this fence. You know what I mean by that? Hallelujah. Praying in other tongues is jumping the fence. Hallelujah. Get beyond where you can't get with your mind. It's like if you got animals in a pasture behind a fence, they can't get beyond a certain point. And there's things beyond the fence of your mind that you can't get into with your mind. But you can jump the fence. How do you do it? Speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some of you are going to have experiences where you didn't plan to come to one night because you're going to do something. But the Holy Ghost is going to say, come to that night.
Amen.
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 Because that's the night that something's going to happen that you needed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is big, big, big to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tell your neighbor, I'm going to walk in the light of this. And I'm going to switch gears and we'll finish up with this. Because the Holy Ghost put it on my heart. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes.
So go over to, 1 Corinthians, let's just think about it again. 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 2 again. It says, thank you, Lord. We got to say this. Over in 1 Corinthians 14, 2, just read it out loud with me if you got the King James. Read that out loud with me. Like he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he does what? Speaks what? Mysteries. Speaks mysteries. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something that happened to me one time, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was happening, but it stood out to me. I'll explain it and you understand. And then I asked the Lord about it, and he gave me a revelation which I've never heard anybody talk about. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, I'm better than anybody. I've heard plenty of things that other people said that I never heard before, and I thought, well, praise God. I've gotten a lot of things from other people.
Yeah.
But this came directly from the throne of God. He said here at 1 Corinthians 14, 2. You got a few more minutes?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know I need to say this. A little different flow than we've been going, but I need to say this. When we pray in tongues, we're speaking what?
Mysteries.
In other words, our mind doesn't know what we're saying.
Right.
Then in Romans, it says that when we pray in tongues, Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. We know not what we pray for as we ought. The Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered, too deep for utter. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking. We're talking
yes.
the mind of the Spirit.
Yes,
and for he makes intercession for the saints, notice, according to what? According to the will of, we're speaking the will of God.
Yes.
Well, I don't know the will of God. Well, your spirit man does.
Yes.
And he wants to talk it over with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
And then it says, what is that? 1 Corinthians 13, 1 maybe? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels.
Yes.
I don't want to take too long tonight. But I do need to finish this.
Good.
Speaking with tongues and the men and of angels.
Yeah.
So sometimes when we speak in tongues, we might be speaking another language somebody on the planet knows.
Yeah.
Another language somebody, men somewhere on the planet knows.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me. I remember one time we were preaching in Berthoud, Colorado. And there were some missionaries that came up from Argentina, I believe. They were down in Argentina, a young couple, just in their 20s. And they came up to be in those meetings. They came up to the United States to be in some other meetings, but they were in our meetings. And they were just wanting to get fed. And so I was ministering to them in a prayer line, laid hands on them and spoke in tongues and interpreted. And he burst into tears and actually collapsed in a heap. And later he told me, you spoke in the, because they had learned the dialect down there. They learned the language. I don't know whatever language that is down there, Spanish maybe. But they learned the dialect. There's a certain dialect there. And he said, you spoke secrets in my heart I've never even shared with my wife, things I've been talking over with God. And you spoke it in the dialect that we're learning down there. It sent chills over my... whenever he said that to me, and he was weeping because God knew the very thoughts of his heart and what he had been talking to God about. Anyway, that was, he said, I don't even want to tell you what it was, but he said, God really ministered to me through that. Anyway, but I was speaking in the tongue of a man. I didn't know that of men. I've sensed that times I've done that other times. But anyway, but sometimes we speak in the tongues of angels. He said, is that what that said there? I was praying about a particular situation I won't go into right now, but particular, it had to do with some real estate deals, and particularly praying in the Holy Ghost about it, praying it out. And while I'm praying, I was sufficiently in the Spirit. I don't mean I had an open vision, but I was sufficiently in the Spirit where I could. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
You can get there, but I'm not talking about a vision. I'm just talking about it's like your spirit, the eyes of your spirit see it, but it's not physical. But I could see an angel standing over the piece of property that I was praying about, talking to God about. But when I saw him, the thing that stood out to me, you know how you can tell if somebody's listening to you?
Yeah.
He's standing over that building, but he's paying attention to me. He's listening to me. I thought, that's unusual. I never had an experience like that. Never had anybody talk about anything like that. But I'm speaking in tongues. I thought to myself, well, he must understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I prayed some more and finished praying. And I went to God, and that's all that was in the experience. I didn't have any other manifestations or anything. I didn't have any unction to, you know, talk to him or anything. I just had that experience where I saw that angel. But he was listening to me. I thought, but it really stood out to me. I thought to myself, I said, now, that stood out to me. I know my cues. I've learned this when the Holy Ghost. If something stands out to me, go ask God about it. What is it that stood out to me? Why did that stand out to me?
Yeah.
What was it that I'm supposed to? You're wanting to talk to me about that.
Yeah.
You're wanting to teach me something about that. You showed me that for a reason. You just didn't show me that because I'm. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say hi to an angel today.
Right. Come on.
Right. There's purpose for things in God. God's very purposeful.
Yes, sir.
So, I started asking him about it. I said, "Now, Lord," he seemed to understand me. He seemed to be listening to what I was saying. I mean, you know, if somebody's speaking Chinese, you don't really listen. You don't understand a word they're saying, right? But this angel was very intently listening to me. Pastor, you're strange. Well, let me alone. I'm happy and I'm victorious.
Amen.
And so I said, Lord, I know scripturally, you know, 1 Corinthians 14:2, when I speak in tongues, I'm not talking to angels. I'm talking to God. Yet he seemed to be listening to me. He seemed to be understanding what I was saying. I said, I don't understand what you're trying to show me, and I don't understand what was happening there. So I began to ask him about it, and this is something he said to me. Y'all got a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
He said, I probably don't have enough time to do it justice. And so he said, he said, 1 Peter 1:10-12, you can just write this down. 1 Peter 1:10-12, and then Matthew 24:36. Both of those references. Y'all still with me? I hope I haven't lost you here tonight. 1 Peter 1:10-12 and Matthew 24:36. Both of those verses say that angels don't know everything. You know, we kind of have the idea, well, they might be like God. They might know. No, they don't know everything. 1 Peter 1 says that the angels desire to look into the plan of redemption for us. They're amazed that God redeemed them. Some of their cohorts, the angels felt that demons became demons, and there was no redemption for them. But us, one in the Old Testament said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? If you go look it up, that was an angel said that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Why is God so intent on man?
Yeah.
And they desire to look into this love he has. And they desire to look into the plan that he has for us. They want to know about his plan for us. Because they're charged to guard us. And they're charged to assist us in carrying that plan out. And then also in Matthew it says that the angels in heaven don't even know when Jesus is coming back. So that tells you they don't know everything. And I was talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I see that. You're still with me, right? Because there's something God wants to do in camp meeting with angels.
Amen.
So we're going to have to pray this out. So notice it says that they don't know everything. And then we see that, in fact, let me just tell you what the Lord said to me. He said, He was listening to you because you were praying in tongues and you were doing it in an angel tongue that they understand. Uh-huh. That particular time, probably not always, but that particular time I was.
Yeah.
And the Lord said to me, he was learning my plan by listening to you talk. Because you are speaking. Romans 8 says when you speak in tongues, you're speaking the will of God.
Yes.
And the reason he's listening to you is he didn't know all the plan of God concerning that building, but he's listening to you talk to God about it.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's assigned to help bring it to pass.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Praise God. I said praise God. I said praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Plus Acts 2, 5 through 11 says when they spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, that all those people gathered and they said, we hear them in our tongues speaking the wonderful works of God. So when we're praying in tongues, we're talking the wonderful works of God. And that angel was listening to me talk about the wonderful works of God. Concerning that piece of property.
Yes.
Amen. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Hallelujah. They don't know everything. And they don't, they get a lot of the information they have from God, but some of it they get from us.
Yes.
Now that might sound strange. I thought they get it from God. Well, when I'm praying in tongues under the anointing of the Holy Ghost is God.
Yeah.
And he's speaking his plan through my lips.
Yeah.
So he's learning it from God.
Yes.
He's learning it from the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But he's learning it through the Holy Ghost talking through me.
Because
I'm talking the plan of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This will be an inspiration for you to pray more in other tongues. Because angels get involved with this. I said angels get involved with this. Hallelujah. They just obey what they are told. Praise God. And sometimes, no, you're not talking to angels, but they do learn by listening to you the plan of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, there's more to that, but I'm out of time. Is there any benefit to praying in other tongues? Well, if we pray more in other tongues between now and camp meeting, could it change what we get out of camp meeting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Possibly. I mean, just maybe. Just a little chance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Can we pray out miracles?
Yes.
Maybe in our own life, maybe in other people's lives.
Yes.
Stand up with me.
Hallelujah.
I'm encouraging you to join me because I'm going to be praying more in tongues between now and camp meeting.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe if we'll do this, there'll be things that otherwise would have gone right past us. But because we're more sensitive through praying in other tongues, we'll catch it. We're like, that's my answer. Right there's my answer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And we can pray out miracles for other people.
Yes. Amen.
We can pray services out.
Yes.
We can pray that somebody's going to be here with whatever, diseases or, you know, infirmities of whatever kind. And we can pray for them.
Yes.
We don't know they're coming.
Yes.
Remember that man raised from the dead I've told you about in LaSalle, Peru, Illinois? I didn't know he was coming, but the Holy Ghost knew he was coming.
Amen.
He had me pray that out. Remember that story?
Amen.
We can do that for people that are coming to camp meeting.
Amen.
Well, how am I going to pray for somebody? I don't know. I don't even know they're coming. The Holy Ghost just yielding to other tongues. He knows. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And sometimes you pray through and whatever you're praying out concerning the service will manifest right there in your prayer life. In other words, if you're praying out a flow of the corporate anointing for a service, that you can get that thing, that anointing can fall, thing's not the right word, but the anointing can fall right there in your prayer time.
Yeah.
And you get a taste of what's coming.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prayers get previews of what's coming.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha. I said, ha, ha, ha. I've been there a lot of times. Remember Brother Hagin said, I just pray it out and then I just go out and do what I saw myself do?
Yeah.
See, he got a preview in prayer.
Yeah.
Jesus did the same thing. He said that's the way he operated. Amen?
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. If you want to join me, I encourage you to join me praying more in tongues between now and camp meeting. I believe it'll change the whole flow of camp meeting. I don't want Pastor Nancy coming here to a bunch of duds. And I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about me. Where I'm kind of dull in the front row. No, I want to be on fire. The one she wants to preach in front of all the time. Hey, glory. Amen, amen, amen. Pray yourself hot. Pray yourself full. Pray yourself up. And come and just let God be God. Do whatever God wants to do. Amen. And besides that, you'll be sensitive. Praying in tongues makes you sensitive to the Holy Ghost on the inside. And rather than be a bump on a log, you know what a bump on a log is? You'll be somebody who's the first one out of your seat whenever the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. But that's not just for camp meeting. We can live this way all the time. Let's start coming to church this way. All the time. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's do this. Let's make Spirit of Faith at camp meeting every year a place that the word gets out. That's a meeting you need to go to. Because those people down there, they know what's going on. They pray it out. Glory to God. Amen.